Hi, I'm violinist Vijay Gupta, guest host of this week's From the Top podcast. This week, we've heard from an amazing tuba player from Vermilion, South Dakota. We've heard from incredible string players and wind players. But this week, I had the great pleasure of performing Ravel's sonata for violin and cello with an amazing 16-year-old cellist, Kevin Song. And working with Kevin, I was struck by how sensitive and insightful he was, but also how immediately flexible and serious he was about playing the cello. We talked about how making music was like playing Quidditch and being part of the fantastic world of Harry Potter, but also had some serious conversations about playing together and pizzicato technique. It's been such a pleasure to be here in La Jolla for From the Top. We really hope that you enjoy this program.
From NPR,
it's From the Top,
celebrating the power of music
in the hands of America's kids.
Here's today's guest host, violinist Vijay Gupta.
Welcome. Welcome, welcome. What a pleasure to host From the Top. Of course, I grew up listening to this show, and it is such an honor to be here as guest host, not only to share the musical, but the human stories of incredible young people. Of course, we're not only celebrating young musicians today, we're celebrating the opening of this gorgeous new performance space. We are in the Baker Baum Concert Hall at the Conrad Prebys Performing Arts Center, which opened here in La Jolla, California, just 1 week ago. A hearty congratulations to the La Jolla Music Society for achieving such a miraculous feat, and we want to thank them for presenting From the Top today. Before we get to the music, I want to bring out on stage my co-host and phenomenal pianist who will be collaborating with the young performers on today's program. Please welcome Michelle Kahn.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Vijay. It is such an honor to be here. 13 years after my appearance on the show at the age of 18, it is just a delight to be on the other side and in the rehearsals that I've had so far with these fabulous young musicians. I know you're in for a treat. It's also just really wonderful to be on stage with you, such a fantastic person and violinist. And your career as a violinist in your 12 plus years in the LA Phil, although that is, of course, quite amazing, there's a little bit more to your story, right? You're one of our country's most determined innovators regarding the way music intersects with healing and community. Vijay is the founder of Street Symphony, an organization that combines music with action for social justice, working with people affected by homelessness and incarceration in Los Angeles County. This year, Vijay also became a MacArthur Fellow. Congratulations. Absolutely well deserved. And it's really incredible for the kids to spend time with you, Vijay, and for me as well.
Well, thank you so much, Michelle. But of course, here on stage, we've got with us 40 young people, and they're going to get ready to make some music. What do you say? Should we get this party started?
Sounds good.
Are we all ready back here? Of course, I'm talking about the San Diego Youth Symphony Chamber Orchestra and their conductor, Jeff Edmonds, who's with us at the mics. Jeff, welcome. Will you please introduce the piece the orchestra is going to perform to kick off this show?
We're very excited to open the program for you this evening with an excerpt from the Comedian Suite by Dmitri Kabalevsky. And this piece has a special meaning to us in the orchestra because it was originally written for the children's theater. And so it, in an incredible way, celebrates children.
Wonderful. What a fitting way to start our program.
Thank you.
The Scherzo from The Comedians by Dmitri Kabalevsky, performed by the San Diego Youth Symphony Chamber Orchestra under the direction of Jeff Edmonds. So we've just experienced the collective support and collaborative spirit of this orchestra as a whole. But an orchestra is always a collection of individuals. So we're going to meet two of those individuals right now. 16-year-old violinist Susan Lee and 17-year-old cellist Bruno Bello. Welcome, Susan and Bruno. You know, one thing that's so incredible to watch in, especially watching a chamber orchestra perform, is that it is truly a musical conversation. There is such a connection between, you know, the musicians sitting in the back of the sections, you know, from the first violin section to the back of the cello section. There really is this connecting point across the orchestra. Bruno, being a member of the LA Philharmonic for 12-plus years was really like being part of a family. It had such an impact on me personally. Mm-hmm. How has being in an orchestra affected your life beyond the concert hall?
Well, being in an orchestra has definitely affected my life. I think one of the biggest thing is it definitely has given me a lot of discipline and a lot of focus. Having to go through rehearsals of 2, 3, 4, 5 hours, it really gives you a lot of focus and discipline. And that has applied to, for example, school, where in classes like AP Calculus or AP Chemistry, I have to take a really hard test. We have to be really focused for maybe 2, 3 hours. And that really transfers and it really helps you a lot.
Susan, so much of being a musician is sticking with it, truly showing up. You know, you often say that your Korean American culture has played a role in your ability to do that.
Yeah. So ever since I was little, my parents would always instill in me like a belief in perseverance, because oftentimes I feel that I'm stuck in a hole that I can't really get out of. Like, I feel like I'm not improving. Nothing's working out. But my parents always emphasized that I just need to stick with it and just keep on going, and that's really helped me a lot.
That image is so striking, being stuck in a hole, right? I mean, I have totally felt that as a performer and violinist myself, but it also takes so much courage just to keep showing up to that kind of void, right? And then there's the discipline of music. Bruno, you actually say that that has been a transformative part of your life, not just only for who you are as a musician, but beyond.
Yes. Well, that discipline that I've gained through music, it has also helped me, for example, it's given me confidence, and it's made me want to speak out. For example, specifically in these last 2 years, I started getting into politics. The reason being that there started to be a lot of stereotypes against people, immigrants from the South, specifically from Mexico. And both of my parents, being from Mexico, I know they're not true. And I just find it incredible how it was thanks to music that I got that confidence to want to speak out, to want to do something about it.
Wow, that's really inspiring. And I think Vijay and I can definitely relate to the growth that comes from, you know, really studying and working on something as hard as we do on our instruments, and the confidence we get from putting ourselves out there, right? I'm so glad you're doing that.
Thank you.
I really am. And Susan, speaking of connections into our life and music, you have an interest in neuroscience, right? And the relationship with pain management in music. And I'd love to hear a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so last year I had the opportunity to have an internship with a professor who specialized in pain and neuroscience. So I got to see how he was trying to help people manage their pain and et cetera. And so obviously that led me to think about music and how music could also possibly help with pain. So
Right. Yeah. You know, Vijay's work has actually been all about this.
Yeah, I really resonate with this. And I can only imagine that in however you enter the world, in whatever you choose as your profession, your interactions will always be a point of healing for whoever's on the other side.
Absolutely.
Susan and Bruno, thank you so much. Members of the San Diego Youth Symphony Chamber.
Thank you.
Check out From the Top's new video docuseries, Where Music Lives, hosted by the beatboxer and cellist from the Grammy Award-winning a cappella supergroup Pentatonix, Kevin Alushala. It's a musical road trip where Kevin visits fantastic young musicians in their own communities and collaborates with them. That's at youtube.com/from the top. Over the last 13 years, From the Top and the Jack Kent Cook Foundation have awarded over $2.5 million in scholarships to talented young musicians who have financial need. We still have more to give. Go to fromthetop.org to learn more.
Thanks, Michelle. We are now going to enjoy the performance of a pianist who first appeared on From the Top when he was just 10. Since then, he's grown meteorically as an artist, taking silver at the famous Tchaikovsky competition in 2015 and winning an Avery Fisher Career Grant. His name is George Lee, and he's at the piano to play the second movement from the Piano Concerto No. 1 by Frédéric Chopin. George will perform with the San Diego Youth Symphony Chamber Orchestra under the baton of Jeff Edmonds.
Thank you.
George Lee, pianist and alum of From the Top, receiving thunderous applause, along with the San Diego Youth Symphony Chamber Orchestra, performing the second movement of Chopin's Piano Concerto No. 1 under Jeff Edlins. George, wow.
Thank you.
Wow. We are just, I think, so completely awestruck with your gorgeous, gorgeous playing. And
thank
in particular,
you.
There's a couple of moments where there's a dialogue between the piano part and the bassoon part. And mm-hmm. it was incredible how beautifully and lyrically you responded to what was emerging within the orchestra. But, you know, I'm actually going to yield the microphone so my co-host, pianist Michelle Kahn, and you can have a little pianist bonding sesh.
Sounds great.
How did you become acquainted with this piece?
Yeah, I mean, I think my teacher encourages, and I also believe that when I'm playing a piece that it's always important to kind of build some sort of narrative or mm-hmm. a storyline. Yes. And I mean, it's such a beautiful, gorgeous piece. And but I was kind of struggling to find a actual storyline just because it was just so, it's so beautiful that I don't know what can describe it. But then I watched The Truman Show like like 4 years ago.
Wow.
And I feel like that piece really kind of poignantly depicts the romance. And especially since like throughout the whole film, most of the relationships that Truman builds is mm-hmm. are all scripted.
Yes,
and the only relationship that that is not scripted is that the one with the girl, and it just so happens that that piece is
playing
in the background. So, yeah, that's why I just was pretty affected by that.
Absolutely, I would be too. Ah, that's wonderful.
George Lee, pianist and alum of From the Top from Lexington, Massachusetts. And now we're going to hear two young musicians perform some chamber music with my co-host, Michelle Kahn. Joining her will be a 16-year-old cellist in the San Diego Youth Symphony Chamber Orchestra, Kevin Song. He's from neighboring San Diego and an alum of From the Top. And also 16-year-old violinist Audrey Park from Valencia, California. Audrey is an alum of the Bravo International Music Academy, a partner organization of our presenter today, the La Jolla Music Society. Audrey, would you please introduce the piece you, Kevin, and Michelle will be performing?
Sure. We'll be playing the Primavera Porteña from the Four Seasons of Buenos Aires by Astor Piazzolla.
Thank you. violinist Audrey Park and cellist Kevin Song, both 16, join my co-host, Michelle Kahn, in the spring movement of the Four Seasons of Buenos Aires by Astor Piazzolla. Wow, that was so much fun. And you can just, you took us to such a different place. I feel like we were experiencing this kind of defiant tango in Buenos Aires. Kevin has already been on From the Top before, so we're really thrilled to have a little chat with Audrey. Audrey, you know, sometimes for me, the violin has been a total lifeline. And in some of the conversations that you and I have had in getting to know each other this week, that's been really similar for you too.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it really resembles the human voice, and I feel like it just speaks, and we can have our own voice with it. And I love the feeling and sound of just the violin. It's really inspiring for my teacher and a lot of peers that helped me. It's really amazing.
Yeah, you know, we also had a conversation about teachers and being pushed by teachers and the kinds of pros and cons there. Can you share some with us about some of your experiences?
Well, when I first started with my new teacher, it was kind of intense because it was really a different experience having a lot of comments back to my playing when I wasn't really into music. With criticism, she's like really given me a lot of insight on how to improve as a player, and I always just want more and more.
It's so inspiring to hear you. Audrey Park, 16, from Valencia, California.
Support for From the Top comes from Senior Helpers, an industry leader in Alzheimer's, dementia, and Parkinson's care, providing families with personalized in-home care, helping your loved ones remain safe and independent at home at seniorhelpers.com.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from the Volgenau Foundation, supporting programs that conserve natural resources, educate children, and promote classical music. From the Jack Kent Cook Foundation, providing scholarships to high-achieving students with financial need, jkcf.org. And from the ECMC Foundation, celebrating 5 years of philanthropy and supporting efforts to improve post-secondary education for underserved students. Learn more at ecmcfoundation.org.
From NPR, it's From the Top, celebrating the power of music in the hands of America's kids. This week, we're coming to you from the Baker Baum Concert Hall at the Conrad Prebys Performing Arts Center in La Jolla, California. Coming up, a teenage flutist from Seattle, Washington, performs a beautiful piece by 19th century French composer Paul Taffanel. Today's show in La Jolla is sponsored in part by the Volgenau Foundation. Here again is today's guest host, violinist Vijay Gupta.
Kevin Song, the 16-year-old cellist we just heard perform in the Astor Piazzolla Trio with Michelle and Audrey, is back on stage. I was told that Kevin was up for anything, so I thought, wouldn't it be fun to throw him in the deep end and play something a little bit crazy and challenging, like the second movement of Maurice Ravel's Sonata for violin and cello. It's not exactly a walk in the park. In fact, it became a bonding session around our mutual nerdery of Harry Potter, and I don't think our feet touched the ground. Here's a clip of yesterday's rehearsal.
The slow part is Eye of the Storm. been like, what's the opening?
It's like sort of the first signs, I feel like. It sounds sort of mischievous almost. Yeah. Like,
totally. What's mischievous about it?
I don't know. It's just like the back and forth.
This is Quidditch, man! Right? Yeah. What do you think?
It's like beginning and, you know, the house rivalries are all like taunting each other.
They're taunting each other.
Uh-huh.
That is so on point, I think. Right, it's like Slytherin versus Gryffindor. All right, let's go for it. So I think you were too nice.
Okay.
And I think that what you can do is like maybe even give a bit more resistance to your first pits. Right? Because it really should not be like, oh, I'm playing with VJ. Mm-hmm. No, you're playing against me. All right, let's try it again. Yeah, that's important. Right? It's like, bottle-a-dum, bottle-a-dum. I love that you're vibrating. I don't think you need to.
Okay.
Because I think that they're more percussive. It should, you know, he was sitting at the piano writing this stuff, right? Mm. So I think it's less melodic. Because then we can save the melodic stuff for the... I think this can be more percussive. That opening was awesome. What'd you think? Was that too much?
No, that was good.
You want to do it again?
Sure.
All right. Yes! That was so much fun, Kevin.
It really was.
You know, in rehearsal, you were so responsive. And I think that hour-long rehearsal went by in like 5 minutes.
Exactly.
We were in flow. What was that like for you?
Well, personally, going into it, I was a little bit intimidated because I was playing with Vijay Gupta. And also, Ravel wasn't really your typical classical music piece, but... as I kept rehearsing with him, he actually made me play in a way that I never thought I could actually play in. And what was actually an hour-long rehearsal ended up feeling like 5 minutes, so.
I think we should do this thing.
Yeah.
Here is the second movement, Très Vif, very lively, of the Sonata for Violin and Cello by Maurice Ravel. Thank you.
Kevin Song, 16, from San Diego, California, performing the second movement of the Sonata for Violin and Cello by Maurice Ravel. I had the great pleasure and workout of joining him on the violin. We are going to shift gears now to enjoy the beautiful, burnished sound of the tuba. Our next performer, 18-year-old tubist Logan Wadley, has journeyed all the way from Vermilion, South Dakota, to join us here in La Jolla. He and my wonderful co-host, Michelle Kahn, are going to perform the first movement of the Sonata for Tuba and Piano by Paul Hindemith. Logan Wadley, 18, from Vermilion, South Dakota, performing the opening movements of Paul Hindemith's Sonata for Tuba and Piano. Michelle Kahn was at the piano. Logan is a Jack Kent Cook young artist.
Logan, fantastic playing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Just a little bit of a workout, right?
Yeah, definitely. Much more for you than me, but that's okay. So, yeah.
No, when I saw this music, I said, okay, so they really want me to work for my pay. I see what's going on here. But no, this is actually, to be honest, yes, you have to work hard with Hindemith, but it's totally worth it.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Right?
Definitely.
He's an amazing, amazing composer. And the rhythmic energy and drive, I mean,
really?
You've got it. You've absolutely got it down. If anything, so he was fun. Telling me I needed to go faster. Yeah. I had to say, listen, this is the limit. But no, it really, it was, you're a fantastic player.
Well, thank you.
I really enjoyed it.
I loved it, yeah.
But even with all that virtuosity, you know, it's amazing, Logan, to watch you breathe, you know, because you breathe so expressively, you know, and you breathe with musical intention. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's rare, you know, and I'm wondering where that comes from, if you can tell us where that expressivity and musicality emerges from.
Yeah. So actually, a majority of my family is musical. I always say that I've been going to symphonies while I was in the womb, and I actually was. But, you know, so through that, that's, of course, as a kid, I've been always experiencing classical music. But then also, my dad's also a musician, and he always told me something. And it's, you could either play music in two ways. You could either play it as a museum, as a piece of something from a museum, right? Or play it as a living, breathing, beautiful thing. And I'd much rather choose the latter. One, because it's more fun for the audience to listen to, and it's also just more fun to play. You know, because it's a lot more fun to play something when you're personally attached to the music. So,
well, it seems like you definitely have the audience in mind while you're playing, and I'm just wondering what are you communicating as you're playing?
I'm trying to communicate, you know, my sense of passion and give the audience a taste of who I am as an individual, but then also, you know, I think the goal of every performer is to try to make at least one person come out of the room feeling better than they did when they were coming in, you know? So I'm trying to, as best as I can, you know, make someone's day through music, so.
I think we will all remember that. Your hometown, Vermilion, is not a very big city.
Correct.
But you say that living there has had its advantages in terms of your musical development.
Yeah, definitely. So Vermilion has only 10,000 people in it, in the town, in South Dakota. But with being in such a small town, I've had so many opportunities. You know, 2 weeks ago, I played with the South Dakota Symphony. You know, I play in professional groups. I also play my secondary instrument, electric bass, and lots of gigs and things. So it's really fun to be able to do so many things that if I lived in New York, you know, I wouldn't be able to do because of the amount of other players that there are. So it's actually a privilege, I think, to be growing up in such a small town, so. Yeah,
but you know, also in Vermilion, you've been a peer mentor to a young person this year.
Yes,
what's that been like?
So last semester I took a leadership course where I had to do a peer mentoring with someone younger than me in one of the other schools. So I had a third grader that I hooked up with, and what this is it's a student who has referrals and has issues with school, maybe a bad family life, and you hook up with them, and you every Friday meet for 30 minutes with them. Right. And, you know, I go to this kid and he's wicked smart. And, you know, we just hang out and I'm just his friend for 30 minutes. We talk about intellectual things. We talk about ideas and life and we talk about, you know, and we just play games and build things out of balloons and sticks and things. And, you know, I've talked about this, but, you know, I've said how if anything else in the year went wrong, if I didn't get to accomplish the things that I wanted to do, if I could make a difference in this one boy's life, my mission that year would be accomplished. I would be a satisfied individual to have done that. So,
wonderful. Yeah. Really.
Logan Wadley, 18, from Vermilion, South Dakota.
From the Top, musicians want to change the world for the better, and we're here to support them. That's why From the Top offers leadership training to all of our young musicians. And we're out there with them, doing community engagement projects across the country. Learn more about all our programs at fromthetop.org. Podcast of From the Top, featuring bonus content not heard on the radio broadcast, are available every week at fromthetop.org.
Our last soloist of the day is another Jack Kent Cook young artist. She's Phoebe Ron, an 18-year-old flutist from Seattle, Washington. Phoebe, welcome. Tell everyone what you're going to be performing with Michelle.
I will be playing Andante Pastorale and Scherzettino by Paul Tafanel.
We can't wait. Thank you.
Phoebe Ron, 18, from Seattle, performing the Andante Pastorale and Scherzettino by Paul Taffanel. Phoebe, it's so clear while you're playing that you are telling a story. What are you saying?
Well, actually, my story that I'm telling comes from someone else's story originally. At a summer music program that I was at in middle school called the Northern California Flute Camp, my teacher there for the summer actually told me the story about this piece because he was trying to get me to find the deeper meaning in the notes and play more expressively. So he told me a story about a teacher he had who had died. And that was really a transformative moment in my development because it inspired me to, you know, look for the deeper meaning and find the expression. So ever since then, I've always really worked hard to find my own story in the notes and try to convey all the emotions in the music.
You clearly did that.
Thank you.
Tonight, very much so. I really enjoy playing with you because I felt that we were telling a story together.
Yeah,
you
know, definitely.
And every time we've played it, it's been a little different, right?
Yeah.
And that's that organic collaboration that I think is so special. And I have to ask you, what was it like for you, I mean, hearing this about this teacher that you met, for him to show this kind of vulnerability and this human side to him, you know, it's away from how we usually look at the student-teacher relationship that's kind of, you know, stiff in this box, you know? So he came out of this box. What was that like for you?
It was actually really interesting. I mean, especially because it was such a short program. It was only a week. There wasn't a whole lot of time to get to know all the teachers, especially because I was never one of those kids to run up to a table and be like, oh, can I eat with you?
No, that was me.
So him opening up to me in that way, it really showed me that it just demonstrated his complexities and layers that make him a person. Mm-hmm. It was really eye-opening to get past the original stiff level of the student-teacher relationship and see him in this different way.
And you now teach yourself, right? A little bit.
I do.
What do you talk to your students about telling stories, or do you have other words of wisdom?
I mean, I do come up with like stories to motivate them to practice. Like, oh, I tell them embarrassing stories about memory slips or anything that's happened. I think that also serves to lower the barrier, like we were talking mm-hmm. about. But really, I actually learned something really valuable from teaching, which is that I learned what I value in music, which can be basically summed up as that I value expression over technicality. Mm. Because I think technicality is what we spend the hours in the practice room for, you know, mm-hmm. drilling over the passages over and over again. But expression can't be learned or practiced in that same way. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the students I'm working with are fourth and fifth graders. So mm-hmm. developmentally, they're not ready for the same kind of lesson that my teacher taught me. But I do, in the lessons I teach them, I do try to teach them about the expression. Like, I'll ask them, how does this certain passage make you feel? Mm-hmm. Just simple words like sad or happy. And then I try to have them play it and convey that to me. I think I try to start them early, thinking that way.
That's amazing. At this age, you're already doing that. I cannot wait to see the kind of amazing teacher you will be in your future.
Thank you.
Phoebe Ron, 18, from Seattle, Washington.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
The San Diego Youth Symphony Chamber Orchestra has come back on stage to take us out of the program today. Their associate principal violist, 15-year-old Pearl de la Motte, is one of our Jack Kent Cook Young Artists, and she's at the mic. Pearl, congratulations on receiving our scholarship.
Thank you.
Tell everyone what the orchestra is going to play today.
Thank you. We will be playing Epilogue from Dmitri Kavalevsky's The Comedians.
A lively way to end our show. I want to thank all the young performers we've met today and the conductor of the San Diego Youth Symphony Chamber Orchestra, Jeff Edmonds, my brilliant co-host, pianist Michelle Kahn, and thanks to all of you for listening. My name is Vijay Gupta. I hope you'll join From the Top next week. And now, Maestro Edmonds, you can take it from the top.
Thank you.
From the Top is written and produced by Tim Banker and Tom Vagley, with music director Aaron Nolan. The tour producer is David Balsam, and the production manager is Matt Dykman. Technical direction by Barrett Willett, with John Escobar and Chris Rando. Orchestra mix by Ben Moss. The executive director is Gretchen Nielsen. From the Top is an independent nonprofit organization based in Boston. Our home is New England Conservatory, where outstanding young artists and inspirational teachers are transforming classical music. If you'd like to appear in our program, apply online at fromthetop.org. From the Top is supported in part by an award from the National Endowment for the Arts. On the web at arts.gov.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from the Carnegie Corporation of New York, supporting innovations in education, democratic engagement, and the advancement of international peace and security. More information is available online at carnegie.org. From the Massachusetts Office of Travel and Tourism, offering a new way to explore with itineraries for arts, culture, and history in Boston and beyond. The journey begins at massvacation.com. And from Americans for the Arts.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. You know, while From the Top is on NPR, it's actually not owned by NPR. It's an independent nonprofit company based in Boston. And every year, it takes a pretty huge push for us to make this show happen financially. So I ask you to please consider donating to our organization so that we can bring you joy. Podcast after podcast. Go to fromthetop.org and click on support. Thank you.